During Melbourne's harshest COVID lockdowns, Ambulance Victoria publicly urged Victorians to stay home, with messages on their vehicles and social media posts stressing compliance to save lives. They even implied that non-compliance would lead to catastrophic consequences, guilt-tripping the public with exaggerated claims about preventing millions of deaths. But imagine my shock. An email recently uncovered during a parliamentary inquiry reveals that Ambulance Victoria themselves held a secret funeral at the height of these restrictions. The email detailed how the location was deliberately chosen to avoid public scrutiny and was attended by approximately 40 people, including senior Ambulance Victoria officials and their pipes and drums band. So that means, while the organisation was publicly endorsing the state government's overreaching measures, it failed to advocate for ordinary Victorians barred from holding funerals for their loved ones. This included the family of 8-year-old Cooper, who tragically drowned during a school camp. They were unable to hold a proper farewell. Ambulance Victoria remained silent as police enforced these restrictions with excessive force, including, remember, pepper spraying a grandmother in the street and arresting a pregnant woman in her home, and not to mention jailing many others. So instead of speaking out against these injustices based on medical science that they clearly knew was nonsense, Ambulance Victoria organised a covert event for their own, flouting the rules that they demanded that the public follow because they knew as long as they supported Daniel Andrews and the Labor Party, they were above the law.